This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The American Cancer Society estimates that 252,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer will be diagnosed in 2017, and more than 40,000 women will die from the disease. Express Scripts is cutting back on the price of about 40 popular drugs to people without health insurance through a service called Inside RX, a subsidiary which is free and will allow people to present a discount card or mobile app to pharmacies. Corporate taxes in 1960 were 4% of U.S. gross domestic product, GDP, and today are only 1.9% of GDP, while healthcare costs 50 years ago were about 5% of GDP and are now 17.1%. Warren Buffett, among others, says healthcare costs are the problem for U.S. competitiveness, not taxes. The ever-controversial PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has now been barred by most billboard companies who are unwilling to take its business because it disparages other companies. Grad students at the University of Chicago have filed for an election there to have a union with what they call a strong majority. Recent government survey found that 46% of China's poor are so because of their health. Voters overwhelmingly defeated the Little Rock School District tax proposal to refinance existing bonds and extend 12.4 tax mills of property tax for 14 years at a cost of what could approach $1 billion. Final tally for all polling places indicated that the vote was 35.46% for, and against was 64.54%. Turnout of more than 11,000 voters was the biggest since the school tax election 17 years ago. Opposition was strong because of school closings and takeover of the local school district by the state, creating a taxation without representation situation. VerifiedVoting.org believes the only way to stop hackers from impacting voting in various elections is to require an audit of voting computers by manually examining randomly selected paper ballots and comparing results with machine results. Audits require a voter-verified paper ballot. Trump abruptly fired controversial FBI director James Comey for what many observers clearly believe involves the investigation of Russian ties to Trump staff and hacking during the election campaign. Senators, including some Republicans, are now calling for a special prosecutor. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.